So this will be the final part of my audio boo, but like I said, really, really, really interesting discussion today. When you get to really see what other people kind of go through. But it also goes to show the one thing that no matter where you are in the world, whether you have the best technology, all the best books, the best education money could buy, or, you know, nothing, there is that stigma, that battle, that uphill battle that we have to really fight for. And it's really hard. It's really hard for people because sometimes they really don't want that. They don't want to fight that battle, but you have to do it. And, you know, but I just really wish people would take their education seriously. Kids today, they get loud in class and the teachers yell at them. And of course, they really don't have any consequence for the situations that they're causing or the trouble that they're getting into. And, you know, it's interesting. You know, I really, that discussion left me lost for words. Not only because of the actual discussion, but my neighbor, like I told you guys, she called in the middle of that discussion. So I felt bad because I'm like, one moment, I really don't want to let you go. But at the same time, you know, my neighbor called and I'm glad I talked to her. And, you know, so that's kind of the sad part of the day is I'm going to miss her. And we didn't really get to say goodbye in person. It was just all of a sudden, hey, I'm moving. And I'm like, ah, you know, so, and Zappa, of course, a couple of times came and licked the phone as I was talking to him and then talking to my neighbor as well. Zappa has tried to put his two cents in. I remember when we were talking about religion, he had mentioned that he had encountered a lot of atheists, or I don't know if he said he never encountered an atheist, or he said something about an atheist. And I said, well, you're going to find a lot of them in this country. And when I said that, Zappa just went, urgh. And I don't know why he did that, but he did. But that's just, we were talking about stuff, and I was talking to him about my most recent experience in the world religions class. And, you know, we were just sharing details. We were sharing, you know, memories, childhood memories. He said he had never encountered snow where he lived. Well, he went to Minnesota, I would say 3 months ago. And I think 3 months ago, it was still snowing a bit. So he encountered snow. And I said, well, did you get to throw a snowball at somebody? He said, no. And I was like, well, we did that a lot as kids here. So, so it just interesting to hear things how things were start speaking Chinese or something, to hear how things were like from his perspective. And it was quite entertaining at some point, you know, because he would share some of his stories and you know, how sometimes we were kids, you know, because, you know, obviously we don't like being blind, but when you're a kid, sometimes you got away with stuff because you were blind, and we shouldn't have, but, you know, fake getting lost and stuff. I did that too. And, you know, just, we just had a fun time. But, I have to say, I don't know. Today isn't necessarily a bad day because I had this rare, awesome, exciting opportunity. You know, so I really, really think it's great. I am a little concerned about the future tenants of that apartment. And I will say why. This is a low-income area. I'm not going to say that low-income is bad because obviously we're a low-income. We had some tenants a few years ago who were questionable at best. there was some drug dealing activity. There was some domestic violence. There was a lot of, there were just a lot of problems. And thankfully they were evicted and hopefully they found a shelter or a place to stay, but we couldn't wait to get rid of them. Obviously, we couldn't be the authority on that matter, but they were not the most clean and the people in the world, and they lived right above us. So they had a roach infestation, which unfortunately affected our place, and that resulted in both of the houses being fumigated. That was not fun. That isn't what concerns me. What concerns me is that hopefully these people are law-abiding citizens, and that was kind of the security of having a neighbor who is a law-abiding citizen. The neighbor who lived across from us prior to her, who lived in that apartment, was also a law-abiding citizen. Unfortunately, she was always getting injured a lot because the paramedics were always at our door. But, you know, trying to find a way to get into her place, and I would always call the office. But, you know, I really hope that people that move in next door to us are law-abiding citizens. Really? I'm sorry. I mean, I'm not trying to criticize any race or any issue, but, you know, in our previous apartment complex, we lived next door to a gentleman who had done time in the mafia. Granted, he was elderly, but, you know, he had a shady past and there was always, you know, stuff going on. So, I would really hope that we get some citizens who are more than willing to uphold and obey the law and be respectful towards other people. Because we've had some shady neighbors in the past, and we want things to stay nice and healthy. Let's just put it that way. You know, because I have a husband with an anxiety disorder, and really, I don't need that. So that's one thing I'm going to be praying for. Of course, I'm going to be praying for my neighbor, for her safety, settling into her new place. But definitely, I'm going to be praying for a person who truly needs the place, you know, because that's one thing that came out of our discussion today. You know, we've got kids that are going to school K through 12 free. They don't have to pay for their textbooks unless they're going to a prestigious private institution. I don't know how that works, but you know, people that are granted these services like low income apartments or, you know, food stamps, any sort of assistance, people that obey the law and that truly need a place to live, you know, they need that apartment. Not people that are just going to go causing ruckus and expect, you know, all of their problems to be taken care of. Because that really just, you know, that's one thing that really does get under my skin is, you know, we've had incidents where there was a neighbor on our block. She was collecting welfare for her children, and she was going out and partying, and there was a babysitter. There was a lady who was kind of a live-in babysitter, and she was doing drugs, and no, you know, these kids don't need stuff like that. I'm sorry to complain, you know, but I really, really want a law-abiding citizen to live next to. Please. I've had enough of it. I've had enough of the shady stuff, but I know people say, oh, you get what you pay for. But at the same time, there are people out there that can obey the law that really need a place to live and that deserve it. And I'm not saying, you know, anything about people that don't obey the law. I just prefer that, you know, if you're going to live here, I prefer that you obey the law. And I'm sure that's a preference of a lot of people because this is a very diverse complex. You know, there are kids here. This is a safe family community. So whenever a new tenant moves in, I'm always a little jittery, but at least we have a 30-day notice. And then they're going to probably be in there, you know, cleaning out the place. So our porch is going to be very active in the next month or two. So anyway, so yeah, guys, this is my final boo. I'm thankful. Open camera button. Off. A. I don't know why I'm not even touching my Bluetooth keyboard. Every time I unlock the phone, it says quick nav off. Pause recording. 1 second.